Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jimmy.
Let's get to the rumor, okay?
Yes, let's
look,
do.
This is not something that I just pulled out of my butt, all right? This is something that's circulating, and it's big. And I'm buying it hook, line, and sinker, pal, all right? Allegedly. Let me start with that. Allegedly. Get this. Barack Obama.
No, wait. Barack Obama. Okay.
Is sleeping.
Wait, hold on. Is sleeping with.
Not his wife.
No. Well, let's just first give the clues. First of all, here's the thing, okay?
Oh.
Is that she hasn't been seen, Mrs. Obama, right? Michelle?
Right.
She hasn't been seen. She didn't show up at the funeral.
Nope.
Right?
Not for Jimmy Carter.
And everybody was shocked at that because everybody showed up for that and people thought it was kind of rude. But if you're in the middle of a divorce, you don't show up, right?
No.
No. She's not going to the inauguration. Everybody kind of gets that.
Right.
You know, because
they don't like each other. She doesn't like the Trumps. And
they
the
were
Trumps
catty.
Don't like her.
I mean, the Trumps were catty to her when they did the crossover. Yeah. So that I get. But that Jimmy Carter thing is, and Jimmy Carter was a Democrat, is so disrespectful.
That was a collection of Democrats to show their power, to show their respect for one of their leaders,
exactly.
Jimmy Carter, man.
Right. Yeah.
And she didn't show up. She didn't show up.
Okay, so Barack is sleeping with somebody. Now, I'll give you guys some hints.
I got a hint, too.
Okay, all right. Okay.
You want to go first?
Yeah. She has a great body.
Nope.
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't know if you would call it an upgrade from Michelle, but it's a good body.
Her body?
Yeah.
I think Michelle's probably got a solid body.
Michelle's fit, yeah. Real fit.
Yeah.
I got a hint for you.
Okay.
She claims they're just friends.
Really?
That's a good hint.
She's talked about it?
Yeah. She's already made a comment or two.
And she said that they were just friends.
Yeah. Okay, just friends.
Okay. BJ would say, hey, why the long face?
Oh, that's a good one. That is a good one. Here's another one for you. Every time she eats a cheeseburger, claim she's pregnant.
Yep, that's
100%.
A good one, too.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yep.
Well, I could go into some obvious ones, and I don't...
And it's going to be this.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston, you guys.
What? Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston,
Barack
you guys.
Obama is beep, 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 beep with Jennifer Aniston.
I kind of like
the
it.
Word.
I
kind of like it.
Yeah, and Michelle knows.
I mean, I don't like that Jen would have an affair because it was done to her with Angie.
Yeah.
You know, we're on a first name basis like that. Anyway, so like, why would she do that to Barack? But maybe Barack said, hey, look, we've been separated for a long time. Nobody knows, but it's cool because I'm not really with her. And so Jen was like, oh, okay.
Look, there's no doubt about it. There are rumors flying around everywhere about their marriage, that marriage is in real trouble. I mean, Jamie even revealed to me yesterday, I had no idea, that Michelle had made the statement that she had hated Barack for 10 years.
10 years. She couldn't stand to be married to him for 10 years.
That is crazy. That's a crazy thing to print.
Exactly.
Who says that?
I know. That is.
I mean, even if you did, you wouldn't say it.
No.
But that's somebody that does not like their husband.
Exactly.
Yeah. If you can say in a magazine, for 10 years, I couldn't stand Dan being married to him. That's just to hurt him.
Yeah.
You know?
And there's a story this morning, too, of body language experts. I love those people.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
Me too. I'm a fan.
When lip readers and body language experts are my favorites. There's an article this morning that the body language experts are saying it is so damn obvious that these two are not together, that he just walks way behind her. They don't talk, all kinds. Kind of like me and Lisa.
No, but here's the dead giveaway. Remember that time that Ben Affleck was smiling with Jen and then he walked away and went like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like that? There's a picture of Michelle Obama with Barack. She's smiling. She turns around and she does a Ben.
Oh.
Like, ugh.
Changes her face immediately.
No kidding.
Yep, she pulled a Ben.
Ooh, Lordy. This is ugly.
Yep. I know. But I do kind of like it. I've been waiting for Jennifer to be with somebody amazing. Yeah. And I feel like this is like, I like this.
Yeah, he's good. He's a good catch
and
for her.
And it's a power
Too
couple.
Bad he's married. But he's a good catch for her. It's a power move.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, that puts you at the top of the list when it comes to power couples.
Exactly.
If you think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so take that, Angie.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I was just looking for, because remember, I've always been obsessed with, like, who can we find that really, like, kicks Angie in the teeth, right?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that, and I was like, oh, at first I thought, like, George Clooney, but they were best friends, and blah, blah, blah. But I like this a lot.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
You know who's the angriest, though? Bill Clinton, because he's still stuck with Hillary. Oof. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? What's going on here? You know, he's all upset.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to see either one of those two naked. I mean, right. Come on.
So Schmidl has some audio here.
Okay.
All right. And Schmidl, you can explain this because I've not heard it.
So about 3 months ago, Jimmy Kimmel actually asked Jennifer Aniston about this rumor. That's when it first started.
Three months ago, Jamie.
And she addressed it on that show.
Where have all of us been? I have no idea that this started.
Neither did I. And he pulls out a magazine and like shows her the cover. And like, so it's been out for a while.
Yeah.
Wow.
National Enquirer.
Yeah.
Sorry about my phone.
That's all your friends blowing it up.
I know, right?
Probably Jen calling you.
Oh, my God.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah. It might be. Oh, no, it's my friends going, no, really? I haven't heard this either.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, nobody's heard it.
This is from 3 months ago?
Yeah, that's what this YouTube page says.
I can't believe that.
Holy cow.
Holy cow's right.
All right, here we go. This is Jennifer Aniston on the Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Yeah.
Correct.
This is a magazine that came out a couple of weeks ago. In Touch said the truth about Jen and Barack.
That was... Of all the calls you get from your publicist where you're just like, oh, no, what's it going to be? Or the email saying, you know, some cheesy tabloid is going to make up a story. And then it's that.
Yeah. Does your publicist ever go, like, is there any truth to this? Or is it...
No, that is absolutely untrue.
Well, I know it's not true. Yeah. I just don't know if everybody knows.
Well, it is untrue.
Some people, it is untrue. So the truth about Jen and Barack is that there is no truth.
There is
it
no
is
truth.
Untrue. You know Barack Obama.
I've met him once.
Met him once.
I know Michelle more than him.
Is there a truth about you and Michelle that we should know?
That is not true.
Oh, that's a rumor. That'd
well,
be kind of
cool,
Michelle's
too. Well, you think Michelle's a man.
Well, it'd be a good relationship. I'm just saying.
I don't know why I look at Dylan every time you say that, and it just irritates me.
Because we both hate it equally.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
They call her Big Mike.
No, I know, and I can't stand it.
It's so outrageous.
Dude, man, dude.
It's like, wait, hold on. It's like so like ridiculous conspiracy that it makes me angry that people are that dumb.
Yeah, same. You know? Yeah. I've never been able to put it into words, but you got it. Yeah.
Listen. The bottom line is this. There's a problem there. Barack Obama and Big Mike are not getting along.
Oh, my God.
They're not getting along.
Why are you doing
Something is wrong.
Okay, you know what you are? You just like to trigger me. That's okay. All right. Okay, I'll play. All right. You just wait.
You just wait,
mister.
Jamie and I were talking off air. I don't think any of this crap, any of it's true. But it's so fun to talk about. I love the stories
like this. I want that to be true. Not Big Mike part. I want Jen to be with Obama. I do.
Do you really?
I actually do.
I want it to be true because no one would see this ever coming.
Yeah. And if Michelle, look, I think Michelle's kind of over Brock, especially since she said, like, for 10 years she couldn't stand being married to him. I think Michelle's, like, on her own path. Let her, you know, she's a strong, independent woman. She'll be fine.
I think Michelle Obama is absolutely over politics.
I do, too.
I think she wants nothing to do with it. She doesn't want to hear any politician's name. And that's one of the reasons she hates her husband. Because her husband is never going to leave politics.
No, he's entrenched.
He is married to politics more so than her. Married to her. And she knows that.
And doesn't this make sense that Jen went so over the top about being a Democrat and the woman with cats?
Oh,
and remember
all
that stuff?
She did.
Because Obama's like, dude, we need some help. And she's like, I got it.
Man, I
gotta
tell you.
I got you, boo.
Our show has figured this out, folks.
Yeah, we have.
We have figured this out. It is over. Barack and Big Mike are done.
Stop saying that. Jennifer Aniston is in the picture now.
She is in the picture.
Listen to me. It's like when people used to call my husband a podiatrist. It would piss me off so bad. I'm like, he's an orthopedic surgeon, and he did his fellowship in foot and ankle at Mayo. He's not a podiatrist.
All right, there you go. Hot breaking news this morning. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
You might think financial crime is all about money, but sometimes it ends in murder. I'm Nicole Lappin, host of Money Crimes, a Crime House original podcast. Each episode features a thrilling story about the dark side of finance and how to protect yourself from it. Follow and listen to Money Crimes, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.